कात्पन्नदोषपातुस्वभाव पृच्छामि त्वं धर्मसंमूढचेताः यश्रेयस्यत्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्त्यहं साधि मां त्वं प्रपन्नम् त्वम् अक्षरं परमं वेदि दैव्यं त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानं तम् अव्ययः शाश्वतधर्मगुप्ता सनातनस्तं पुरुषो मतो मे त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानं पित्तासि वेद्यं च परं च धाम तया ततं विश्वमनन्तरूप फ्रम द गीता ओ लॉर्ड विद माय नेचर overpowered by weak commiseration, with my mind thrown into confusion about duty, I supplicate thee. Tell me decidedly what is good for me. I am thy disciple. Instruct me, who have taken refuge in thee. Thou art the imperishable, the supreme being, the one to be known. Thou art the great refuge of this universe. Thou art the unchanging guardian of the eternal religion. Thou art, I know, the most ancient being. O thou of boundless forms, thou art the primal god of gods, the ancient being. Thou art the supreme refuge of the universe. Thou art the knower and the one to be known. Thou art the supreme goal. By thee is the universe pervaded. This is Arjuna's prayer to Krishna. In the second chapter of the Gita, Arjuna was confused. Karpanna dosho pahato shavabo. My nature is overpowered by Maya. I am confused. I cannot see my duty or my path very well. Please guide me. I take refuge in you. You are my teacher, I am your disciple. Then he was seeking help from a person whom he understood in the 11th chapter when Krishna showed him his cosmic form. You cannot see me with with those mortal eyes, so I am giving you divine sight. With the divine sight, you can see me. And Arjuna's sight saw the divine form of Krishna, and then he glorified, eulogized with these verses, that you are the supreme being, you are imperishable, you are the refuge of the universe, you are the guardian of the eternal religion, you are the ancient being, you are the infinite, you are the god of gods. All these adjectives Arjuna put into Krishna. Now when we read this kind of prayer, do you know what do we think? We think our relationship. How can we connect ourselves with God? The infinite God, and I am a tiny, tiny, tiny individual being. How can I connect myself with God? We are always connected with God, but we are not aware of it. That is our problem. Intellectually, we know what God is. But we are unaware of it. There are two kinds of knowledge, direct knowledge, indirect knowledge. People know God through books, through the guru, through the teachers. But they do not have direct experience. Intellectual knowledge and experience are not the same thing. The more we study the Upanishads, Gita, we go deeper and deeper in the spiritual realm, and we try to understand what true religion is, which is real, that is realization. When that realization comes, what happens? Upanishad tells us, all the knots of the heart cut asunder. That means all ignorance will go away. All doubts will be dispelled forever. All actions will cease to function. When we experience that Supreme Being, Brahman, Atman. So let us pray to God so that we have that experience of our own real self and transcend this turbulation of Maya, which is full of sufferings and pain. Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahabiryam Karavavahai Tejasvinabhadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om. Peace, peace, peace be to all. Panchadoshi by Vidyaranya Muni is a famous scripture in Vedanta philosophy. It has 15 chapters. The first 5 chapters connected with discrimination. Second 5 chapters are connected with consciousness, light. And last 5 chapters are connected with bliss, ananda. So we are studying the 3rd chapter, Panchakosha Viveka. Or we shall start with verse 21. The first 5 chapters, first Tattva Viveka, what is the truth? We like to know the truth. Next chapter is discrimination of the 5 elements which constitute this whole universe. Next chapter is Panchakosha Viveka, 5 sheaths of the soul which hid the Atman. Next chapter is Dvaita Viveka, duality. What is the dualistic world? And next chapter is Mahavakya Viveka, the great Vedic diksha, which reminds us of our true nature. Through this chapter now we are discussing about the Atman, whether it is an object or subject. Object means the things we perceive through the senses. That is the object. Vedanta says, all objects are created. The thing which is created is subject to destruction. There is no exception to this rule. Your body was created one day, it will be destroyed. This building was created one day this building will be destroyed. Then if Atman is destroyed, then what will happen? It will be disaster. So our scriptures try to give this idea, what is Atman. Jatcha apnuti, jat adatti, jatcha otti, vishayaniha. Yasya isya santato bhavo, tasmat atmeti giyati. It is in the Linga Purana, it is also in the Mahabharata. Jatcha apnuti. Which pervades everything. That is Atman. Jat adatti, which takes all the senses, sense objects. We call him bhokta, enjoyer. Adatti. Jatcha otti, which absorbs all these objects. That is the Atman. Do you know what that means? It means in the waking state, what do? You enjoy this world through the senses. In dream state, what do? You enjoy the world through the mind. In dreamless sleep, in sushupti, what do? You enjoy this world through ignorance. So Atman is the witness of these three stages. Witness. In the waking stage, dream stage, conscious stage, same consciousness remains. It does not change. But our actions change. Our mind changes. What is this Atman? Atma so jantur nihito guhayam. This Atman is hidden within your heart. You will not have to go and search here and there, where is my Atman, where is my Atman. It is amazing. We are carrying God all the time, but we are depressed, we do not know him. This is the beauty of Vedanta philosophy. It will hammer, it will beat the drum near your ear all the time. Tattva musi cheto geto. Thou art that, you are the Atman, you are the Atman. You are neither man nor woman, nor American nor African. You are not weak, not that. You are the Atman. So this is the position of Vedanta. It will awaken that infinite power of the Atman within you. Nayamatma pravachane na laibhavuna medhaya na bhavuna shrutina. Yama told Nachiketa in the Kekata Upanishad. This Atman cannot be attained through speech, through long hearing. Nayamatma balohinena laibhyo, na medhaya, na bahu, na shrutina. Munjaka Upanishad says this Atman cannot be attained by the weak people. You will have to be strong, mentally, physically, spiritually, intellectually, strong. Atman makes us strong. That is the position of the Atman. We will have to attain, realize this Atman, the Self which is within us. And that is mukti. That is liberation. That is our goal. Now we shall start verse 21. Brahmir gyan vritti rup, vritti, thought waves. Yasmin yasmin nasti loki bodhas tadupekshane yad bodhamatram tad brahma ittevam dhid brahmanishaya. From whatever objects are perceived, jismi is the objects and what remains, namely the pure consciousness, the awareness only is Brahman. Such as understanding is called determination of the nature of Brahman. I remember in our Vedanta class, our teacher used to say, Nishchay karo bachcha, nishchay karo. Have firm conviction in your intellect that you are the Atman. Hold it. Don't let it go. Ashupti amrite, till you go to sleep, till you die. Think, jnayat, I am the Atman. I am the Atman. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. That will awaken your that shakti, power. That will awaken your all kinds of, your illumination, and it will destroy all kinds of weaknesses. I am a sinner, I am no good, I am depressed, I am bad. All these feelings will go away. If you day and night you think I am the Atman. Some people practice in a dualistic way. I am the child of Ramakrishna. Whom I care? And Swamiji says, King Bhuvana Vijanasi Ramakrishna Dasobhayam Tribhuvanam Utpachayami Balat. I can approach this whole universe. Don't you know who are we? We are the children of Ramakrishna. We have invincible power. That comes from the power of the Atman. That Vedanta teaches. Awaken that power, shakti. Weeping, wailing is not the answer. That is the reason. You know, do you know what Swamiji says? Let there come one word from the whole Upanishad and burst on the society like a bomb. Name of that word is Ovi. Be fearless. Be fearless. Ovi. What it says, dhir brahmanishya, dhi. A conviction comes in the intellect. I am the Atman. You see, everything depends upon your intellect. If you think I am weak, I am depressed, I am no good, I am to go to bed, I need this, this, you will feel like this. I am a sinner, I am no good, you will be like this. That is called superimposition. Dehypnotize yourself. That Vedanta teaches. All power is within you, but you are unaware of it. Brahmanishya, dhir brahmanishya. It comes from the vritti gyan. Do you know what is vritti gyan? As I always say, you have the EKG graph. You see the heartbeat. If heartbeat is even, your heart is good. If it's irregular, sometimes up, sometimes down, that means your heart is not good. So, it comes, if your every thought waves comes and tells you, I am the Atman. I am the Atman. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. You will find that is the way you can dehypnotize yourself. So when you vanish this whole world, what remains? Atman. You cannot vanish the Atman. Look, now, Panchadashi will tell every verse that position of the Atman. You cannot vanish it. Panchakosho parityage shakshi bodha avasheshata swasvarupam saiva syat nan syat anyatvam tvaisa durghatam. By dismissing the objective elements, that is the five sheaths, what remains is the witness of the sheaths. That is the real nature of the self, pure consciousness. Non-existence cannot be attributed to it. Try to visualize this way. Here is a crystal. Crystal, no color. You bring a hibiscus, it will look red hibiscus, it will look red. You bring a yellow flower, it will look yellow. You read a black something, it will look black. Actually, this crystal is colorless. So whatever the objects you bring near the Atman, it takes that color. It depends what you are bringing to the Atman. Body, you will be extremely body conscious. Like movie actresses, day and night they think about the body. Body, body. How to keep my youth? How do I look good? Day and night they're thinking about the body. Makeup, surgery, body, body. Day and night they think about their body. Body is their God. But they do not realize that body will go to the crematorium one day. All bodies will go. It is amazing how we think. Money. Day and night some people thinking about money, money, money. Dismiss this body. That we try to do during meditation every day. When you think about the self, you transcend the body. At that time you do not think the body. You do not think the sense organs, you do not think the mind, you just be absorbed in the self. Panchakosho parityage, these five sheaths I already told you, blissful sheath, intellectual sheath, mental sheath, vital sheath, and physical sheath. These are the five sheaths covered our Atman, so we cannot see it. Our teacher used to say, you put five blankets on yourself, so you cannot see yourself. Remove the blankets one after another. We are so much body consciousness. We have a little headache, a little stomachache, no meditation that day. We are so much day and night thinking about the body. Body is our Atman. Whatever you think, that you will be. Ostitavat svayangnamo vibad vibado abhishayatvataha svasminnapi vibadasyet pratibadyatra ko bhavet. 23. The Buddhistic school says there is no Atman, shunya, void, empty. There is no Atman. Here is the lamp, blow it out, where the light goes, void. There is no Atman. There is a flow of consciousness that they believe. But that consciousness is changing according to Buddhism. But Vedanta says, the thing which changes is subject to destruction. Consciousness is unchanging reality. It never changes. Your body, your mind, your sense organs are every day changing. But your Atman always remains the same. One's self is surely existing. There cannot be any opposition to that. Were it not so, who could be the opponent? By doubting if he exists or not, he is proving existence. I doubt God. Who is doubting? Me. I am doubting. Who are you? I don't know. Do you exist? I hope so. That is the way people talk. Nobody can deny one's own existence. We exist. It is amazing. My body exists, my mind exists, my home exists, my car exists. Everything exists. That very existence is God, Brahman, Atman. Even when we are scared of death, birth, same Atman. Appearance and disappearance. Look at the ocean. Waves are rising and falling, rising and falling, rising and falling. Billions of waves are moving. Rising and falling, rising and falling. But ocean remains the same. All these human beings are the different waves, appearing and disappearing in the ocean of Brahman. Try to think this way. We are always connected with that ocean of consciousness. That is our true nature. Appearance, this birth of the body and death of the body, just momentary. Shunyata. Do you know how we feel? The thing which you do not see, that does not exist. That is the view of the common people. A scientist came to Swami Sarvadananda and said, Swami, we don't believe in God. Swami says, why? Because you cannot see him. If we do not see him, we do not believe. Then Swami said, have you seen England? No. Then England does not exist. Well, we know English people and we read geography. There is a country, England, London. We read the books, we saw the pictures. We know so many things about England. But you read in the book and you heard from the people, but you have not seen. You just now said the thing which I cannot see, I cannot believe, so there is no England. Just see the logic. We heard from our teachers. We read from the scriptures. And the people who experience the Atman, their experiences are recorded in the Upanishads. That you do not believe. You only believe in geography and a book on England. And some English people came to India, you only know them. But you have not seen England. That is the argument. Shvashvatvadantu na kushmaishit rochate vibhramam vina atoeva shrutir vadam brute chashvatva vadinaha. Nobody except through delusion can entertain the idea that he does not exist. So the Shruti, Shruti means Upanishad, thus exposes the falsity of the position of one who denies the existence of the self. Existence. God exists. Atman exists. But due to Maya, we think it is all delusion. Asanneva sa bhavati asad brahmeti veda chet. Twittiri Upanishad says, if you deny Brahman, that means you are denying yourself. If you deny yourself, you are crazy. If you day and night closing your eyes, you say, I do not exist, I do not exist, I do not exist, I do not exist. If you day and night say that, that means you are denying the truth. You exist. You will be non-existence. He who believes Brahman to be non-existent becomes non-existent himself. Asad brahmeti ched veda swayameva bhavet sat ato vaisya ma bhut vidyattam sva sattvatantu abhupivatam sattvam tu abhupivatam. He who believes Brahman to be non-existent becomes non-existent himself. It is true, the self can never be an object of knowledge, but you must accept the existence of the self. Identify with one's one existence as a fact. You know? Do you know what is the problem? Problem is our sense organs. If we do not see our sense organs, we do not believe. But this Atman, with the help of the Atman, we know, we see, we hear, we touch, we perceive, we smell. But we do not know the source. Without consciousness, your sense organs will not function. Prana. There is a fight among the sense organs, who is the greatest. The eyes declared that we are the greatest. The other organ says, all right, let us prove. You take 1 year vacation. Two eyes left the body, 1 year gone, came back. Hey, you are still alive? Of course. How did you live? Just like a blind man. Then ears also took. Now, years also took 1 year vacation, came back, says we live like a dumb, more like a deaf. Speech also took 1 year vacation. In this way, all organs took 1 year vacation and came back and found the body was functioning very well. Only one organ was not there. Then do you know what happened? Mukha prana, the vital force, wanted to take vacation for 1 year. Prana, breathing. The moment he wanted to take vacation, all organs collapsed. Then they prayed that you are the greatest. Please stay in the body, otherwise we shall all die. You know, these stories of the Upanishads point out that who is the greatest? prana. Behind prana is that consciousness. Kinishitam prana pratama praiti yukta kinishitam vachami mam vadanti chakshus srotram kayu deva junakti. The first mantra of the Keno Upanishad says, kinishitam patati preshitam mana. Oh my teacher, I'd like to know who is behind the mind so that my mind can function. My eyes can function. My ears can function. My organs can function. Who is that invisible substance we like to know? That is the Atman. It is the Atman. Pure consciousness is behind this body-mind organism, so it is functioning. See, Ramakrishna gave another example. In the cooking pot, you are boiling eggplant, potato, and all vegetables. They are all jumping. The moment you turn off the flame, all collapse. So all of us jumping, all these things, remember, because of that consciousness. Oh, our egos, we are rich and we are brave. All these egos are jumping in the cooking pot because of that fire, the flame behind. Turn off, all will collapse. That is consciousness, Atman. Kidrik torihiti chet prichet. Idriksa nasti tatrahi jat onidrik tadriksa tat swarupam vinishchinu. Then what is the nature of the Atman? Panchadeshikar explaining, if you ask what sort of thing the self is, then we reply that the self cannot be described as being this or that. It cannot be conceived as the being like this or like that. So take it as your own real nature. I remember our teacher told me, you know, holding the horn of a cow, you say this is the cow. Holding the horn of a goat, you say this is a goat. Or a sheep, it's a sheep. Atman cannot be perceived that way because it is never an object. It is the eternal subject. Eternal subject, what is that? Eternal subject, we do not know. We can know only through experience. How Upanishad tells us, all Upanishad will tell us how to experience the Atman. They have a methodology. Na virato duscharitat na santo na samayito na santo manasavi prajnano inam apnuyat. That is a beautiful verse from Inkeno in Katha Upanishad, Yama told you Nachiketa. Na virato duscharitat. Your character must be good, pure character. Na shanto, your mind must be calm. Na samayito, your mind must be absorbed. Na shanto manasapi, or your sense organs also must be controlled. Only through intellectual knowledge you cannot experience this Atman. You know, if you want to build a house, you will need a strong basement. Then you can have a big building on the top. You will have to pile and all the iron rods and the mortar, all these things will go, you know, concrete. then strong, then you build the house. So these things, the basic things, are vital to build the spiritual life. In Yoga Sutra, Yama and Niyama, 5-5, a 10 virtues you will have to practice. You say, how can I see the Atman? How can I see the Atman? They have regular training, procedure. This is the way you can experience the Atman. Well, Atman, we cannot see. There are two signs we find in the Taittiriya Upanishad. One is called Swarup Lakshana, another is called Tatastha Lakshana. Do you know what Tatastha Lakshana is? St. Louis on the Mississippi River. St. Louis on the Mississippi River? The whole city is floating on the river? No. That is wrong. So why do we come to know? St. Louis is on the bank of the Mississippi River. That is correct. But we talk like that, St. Louis on the Mississippi. So Upanishad says, Yato vai mani bhutani jayanti jina jatani jivanti jat prayanta visam vishanti tad vijigasaswa tad brahmeti. Do you know what Brahman is, Atman is? From where this whole creation evolved, whole world stays and merges. That is the Atman, that is Brahman. That is Tatastha Lakshana, I mean indicating sign. I'm indicating that is Atman, that is Brahman. I cannot say directly this is the Atman, but I can tell you from where this whole creation evolved, stays and dissolves. And Swarup Lakshana, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that we shall discuss maybe tomorrow, in next class. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, what is Brahman, what is Atman? Satyam, truth. Jnanam, consciousness, knowledge. Anantam, infinite, bliss. That is Brahman. That is direct. That is a direct sign, and that is indirect sign. So this is the call Swarup Lakshana. Kidrik. Aham Idam. These are the two words in Sanskrit, in Vedanta philosophy. Aham. I. Idam. This. Aham, subject. This, object. It is the subject and object that you find in this world. But who is the subject? Object is all creatures' objects. Five elements. We already discussed in the second chapter. Five elements, that is the object of this whole universe. And all beings, trees, plants, mountains, human beings, beasts, birds, all are objects created. And subject, I. In the Rig Drishya Viveka, there is a first verse. Lochanam Drik. Who is the seer? This universe is the seen. My eyes are the seer. Again, my eyes are the seen. The mind is the seer. Again, the mind of dhivrittaya, the weaves, the thought weaves of the mind are the seen. Atman is the seer. Your Atman is the witness, Shakshi Chaitanya. Watching everything you do, everything you think. You cannot hide anything from Atman. If you have a good thought, bad thought, everything are recorded in the Atman. No escape. Our good thoughts, good deeds, bad deeds, all are in that supercomputer. In the hard disk, it has continuously those things are going inside. Love, karma will come back. Akshanam vishayos vishaya tu idrik paraksho tadrik uchati vishayi naksha vishaya svatvat nasya parakshata. An object, it is verse 27, an object which the senses can perceive can be said to be like this. An object which is beyond the range of sense perception is said to be like that. That which is the subject cannot be an object of the senses, but as it is the same self of everyone, it cannot be said to be beyond the ken of perception. You see, how do you see? You see with these two eyes. Can you see your own eyes? No. You cannot see your own eyes. But yes, I can see my eyes in the mirror. If I have a mirror at home, I can see my eyes. Which is amazing. So if you really want to see the Atman, you need a mirror. And that mirror is your mind. Most of the minds are dirty, bad, impure. They cannot see. So in that mind you cannot see Atman. Shuddha Atma, Shuddha Man. Ek. When the mind becomes pure, show me what you mean by pure. Completely desireless. When the mind becomes pure, it becomes still. I have seen in Sierra Mountain, in California, I have never seen such transparent water in my whole life. Such deep you can see. There are all ice-melted water in the lake, in the Yosemite National Forest and Sierra Mountain. Even you can, I used to tell my friends that, you know, you do not need a mirror. You can shave. This water is the mirror. You can shave without any problem. That water is so clear and transparent. You can see your face just as you see through a camera. We need that kind of mind. Pure mind. Free from desire and doubts. Then you can see, close your eyes, you see the Atman within. You know, without spiritual disciplines, you cannot enter in this realm. Through reading, writing, and listening will not help. That Sri Ramakrishna says, if you read the gospel, you know what Thakur says again and again? Dub dao. Egiye jao. Dive deep and go forward. Those are the two lessons you will find Sri Ramakrishna quoted again and again. Not quoted, said himself. Those are Thakur's words. Dub dao. Dive deep in the inner recess of yourself. Guha itam gavareshtam. That Atman is in the guha. Guha means cave, in the cave of your heart. You will have to go within. There is no other way. It is not outside. But after realizing God, when you come out, you will see God in everything. Sarva bhute brahma darshan. seeing God everywhere, that is the acme, culmination of God realization. Sakshi, it's a beautiful word. Sakshi Chaitanya, the witness consciousness. Somebody is watching us all the time. That is our Atman. And that is our true nature. I am that subject. But I am separated from that Atman. So we see God is watching me. Anyhow, it is a very interesting subject. We shall talk more about it in our next class. So we came up to verse 27 tonight. Om satoma sadgamaya tavasoma jyotirgamaya mrityurma amritam gamaya aviravirmayidi rudrajate dakshinam mukham tenamam pahi nittam. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. And guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, 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 and hope.